Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There was a rumor going around for like about 48 hours about the future of Bill Belichick at the University of North Carolina. And folks, I did this exercise quite some time ago. His record without Tom Brady before and after is absolutely horrible. There's no signs of that this guy is going to be ever the great coach that he was when he had 12.
Ever.
How do you see this thing ending, guys, in North Carolina? Because where there's smoke, there's fire.
Really badly. If this much is public now, in the last 24 hours, we talked about canceling the Hulu special.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like the coaching staff wants to bail. He wants out, apparently.
Quietly, he's discussed the payout.
That's what I mean.
He ain't used to having
teams
with
better
players.
We know about it. So he's asking about a payout after playing, what, a couple of games, five games?
Five, yeah.
He says the worst start in Tar Heel history since Grover Cleveland was president in 1888. I mean, come on, man. Like, this is going to end terrible. It's already bad. It's going to end terribly.
Jeremy, how do you see this thing ending? Do you see it ending this year?
I mean, I thought this was what's going to happen all along, that this wasn't going to be a play. Like, you look at his age, first off, and this isn't a knock where he's at. The young girl that he's chasing around that's on the sidelines driving everyone insane. And then you factor in, like, what he has to do to be a college coach. Belichick's never had to go beg somebody to come play for him or try to convince him.
Ever.
No.
You didn't have to. You had arguably the best quarterback in football for all those years, and you were always in the mix, and now you're losing. And not just losing, you're getting pumeled. On a daily basis, weekly basis, whatever. That team sucks. You got the Patriots throwing shade at you. You're telling people they can't do anything with the Patriots. It's a college and an NFL team. What are we even talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Exactly.
It's unreal.
I mean, it's just a hot mess there. This is always going to blow up.
So is Bill Belichick, would he go down in flames now? Would his legacy be, you know, the coach that was fraudulent?
I don't think so, because I think after all said and done, we look back on this and we remember more of the good times than the few bad times he had towards the end of his career.
So without Brady right now, my quick math says he's 72-96.
Yeah, but I think it's a little unfair. There's some really bad Browns teams, bad teams that he took over, but the Patriots were terrible when he took them over. I think it's a little skewed, but I get the point. I'm not arguing that Brady's the reason why he has that great record. I think he's a little bit better than a losing coach, but you are what it says you are.
And he never had a Tom Brady. Never. But Joe Gibbs won a Super Bowl with three different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
He never had a Tom Brady. So, you know, the comparison
is... game was different back then, though, too.
Right. I get it. You're seeing more and more cracks in the armor. Where was the discipline from? I mean, how disciplined were you really? Because you have zero right now.
Do you know what I'm treating this like? I'm treating it like the player that... won't go away. The player that can't retire.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at the end of his career, he obviously doesn't look like himself. I don't know how many people here remember Johnny Unitas in a different uniform, right? Joe Namath, Franco Harris in different uniforms, where it's like, man, they're playing like trash, and they don't. That's not what I remember. And then after
Joe Montana,
after a few years, you start to look at it a little bit differently and go, you remember who he was. And I think that's ultimately what happens with Belichick. Remember, there were some people saying, should we change the name of the Super Bowl trophy to the Belichick trophy?
Yeah, it was a typical reaction. Here's why I do give it to, I give more credit to Brady, is 2000 was Belichick's first year in New England. He went 5-11. New England was 0-2, and in the third game of the season, Drew Bledsoe goes down. And that's the time the entire organization flipped at that moment. They were 5-11 the year before, 0-2 at that time. You put Brady in, all of a sudden you win the Super Bowl and you go on to win three of the next four Super Bowls. I think that's why I give more credit to Brady probably than a lot of people want to, because the team was bad. The team that he was on was bad. Not just, you know, not just before him, the team that he was actually on.
Yeah, he took 0-2. Over a really rough team.
Uh-huh. And won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
410-583-1057, that's the number.
My favorite part about that Super Bowl is John Madden screaming about them just, hey, kneel on it and go to overtime.
Yep.
And then watching them go down the field and watching Vinatieri kick a field goal to beat a team that they were favored by two touchdowns over.
But in typical John Madden fashion, what did he say after the game? I was wrong. Yeah. He even said it to Brady. I was screaming, you know, kneel the ball, go into overtime, and you guys had a plan that was obviously better than mine. Not many announcers would do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's why people related to John Madden so much.
Like, sometimes we got to wait a week for a guy admits that he took the Rams to blow out the 49ers last week and not mention it until the next week. Wait a minute, that was the overnight guy. Never mind.
Oh. It's just... Yeah. Jerk.
Never even
mentioned it. He did mention it?
Talked about it today.
Really?
Because he was talking about the Eagles and Giants and how this kind of looks the same way, you know, like... very similar with an Eagles team that's looked much better outside of the loss this weekend. A Giants team that's flailing. They just lost on the road to the Saints. They lost their best wide receiver. You got a rookie quarterback. All those things. Short week. But, eh.
Meh. I think that's the type of rookie quarterback that could energize you, though, especially at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they win tonight. I'm not saying anything yet. But I think the game will be closer because of Jackson Dart.
I just think this one's going to be ugly.
You think so?
I think the defense. Well, I think it's going to be one of the more boring Thursday night games.
Oh, I thought you meant ugly as a beatdown. Ugly as in low scoring.
Yeah.
I could agree with that. I would agree with that. I would be more willing to pick the under than to pick a side.
Yeah, people keep talking about what Saquon Barkley's done against the Giants or what he did last year. I still think you got to go back and look at everything, you know, and how he's looked against them and. Before, and you just can't go last year. Last year he ran for 2,000 yards. He had to look good against somebody, you know, like probably everybody. I just think the Giants' D-line is that's their strength right now.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. We talk so much about how tough it is, Ed, to go from college to coaching in the NFL. Do you find it maybe equally as challenging if you've never coached in college, always been an NFL coach, and now try to go to college like Bill Belichick?
Yes, I absolutely do. It's a totally different atmosphere. I mean, totally different it's almost a different job. It's in the same line of work, but it's a different thing. You know, there's recruiting. You know, you don't have a draft. You're recruiting kids. You're trying to convince them to come.
Kissing up the donors.
You're kissing up the donors. Right. That's right. You don't have to just deal with an owner. You got to deal with boosters and donors. It's very different. So it's like having a board of directors.
In the NFL, you're the head coach. In college, you're the CEO.
Different. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? In college, it's just odd, too, because you have other responsibilities. You're usually the highest paid state employee, which is odd. You're paid more than the governor of your state. And it's like, and you're still most times a state employee. It's just a lot of odd things going on with this. You're the, you know, probably the most powerful person on campus, you know, in the, you know, in a 50,000 student campus. It's totally different job.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Cordell Woodland joins us at 8:30, but on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
Oh, buddy, we're going to have fun today. We're going to talk about, I'm going to save that story for last because that's a good one. A woman that held up an entire flight because of what? And it happened here in Baltimore. This is one of the more ridiculous scenes I think I've ever seen on a plane. Unbelievable. We'll talk about it. We're also going to talk about a man that had a pet lion. Ain't turn out well. I'll tell you what happened there, and now the line's probably going to be put down. And lastly, it's been a while. We've missed you. We play What's in My Butt. That's coming up next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.